Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this a wonderful Friday. It's a Friday. You've reached Friday. We're here. The end of the week. Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony. Producer Matt, he's in his spot. Chris Mack, he'll be back first of the week. And with that, I say good morning to you, Jim. How is everything?
Good morning. Everything's great.
Yeah.
Nice and dark.
Yeah, it is. It's nice and dark.
It is. No, but it's darker than normal.
Okay. It might be dark and cloudy.
Because of that drizzle that's coming down.
Drizzy.
It was weird because I didn't have to turn the wipers on unless I was, like, you wouldn't even notice it on your windshield until you go under, like, a street light or something where it's illuminated. And then all of a sudden you see, oh, there's stuff on my windshield. But I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, it does. Judging
by the look on your face.
No, it does. No, my back windshield wiper, it was the same way with that. I didn't tell. But the front one came on automatically, so I wasn't in that situation. Now, Producer Matt, apparently is the camera back on, you say?
I hit start stream, but I just checked it on our website, and it does not look, it's got Pony on there, so working through it. I haven't done this process in over a year, so.
Yeah, we said we're going with the camera again. We got an edict, not an edict, kind of an edict to see what's going on with the camera again.
A suggestion, maybe.
Slash reminder.
Now, What if you clicked on that stream? This would be really something. If you clicked on the stream and it flashed in and it was like Pony sitting at his kitchen table having coffee this morning. It was like a camera into Pony's house.
Then we'd have some real issues.
Right. But so it's not going over the...
I don't know. I'm going to have to
later on in the show.
Troubleshooting.
If you figure it out, then we'll tweet out the stream of it. Jim, now, you were right back on the horse. I used to on the horse twice today.
That's twice. Thanks for the time.
Not a problem there, pal. Why the long face? anyhow, so you are right back on it. We need to point this out, and it's in the gym video today. Your freeloading ways are showing themselves. You have this is new. Freeloading in a good way. You're a major celebrity at the station, major personality.
That's true.
You have a new RMU Colonials, and you have double barrel on either sleeve advertisements and Under Armour thing, a Robert Morris Colonials pullover. You got this is a golf outing freebie. It has to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does it say on the right? Does it say St. Clair Country Club? What does it say? No, on the right shoulder.
No, it's
on the
shoulder. It's a sponsor.
Oh, there's a sponsor and then another sponsor over there.
Like, this is just I didn't even look at the thing. It's not. Yeah,
it's
just
really
RMU
nice.
Colonials. It is nice. It is nice. And so it's no specific sport or no specific anything, right? It's just Robert Morris Colonials. So it's a universal Robert Morris University swag item. And so we got sponsors on one sleeve, sponsors on the other sleeve.
I like it. I like it from you. That's a big effort from you. I like it a lot.
It is.
Yeah. So look, this is big in like the fashion world, right?
Okay.
You were ahead of the quarter zip game though. In the half zip game, way ahead of it.
Well, one of the first things they gave us when we worked here, it was one of those things.
I'm talking years ago. I'm talking even at like TAE, you were. Oh, you were like, you've always had that half zip look, that quarter zip sort of, or half zip look, the pullover. You've liked the pullover for a long time, Jim.
Yeah, well, it's handy.
Yes, for golf, versatile.
It's a good golf item. Yeah, exactly.
It is a good golf item.
Yeah, producer Matt has a, he's got the Tri-State PGA.
Oh, he does? Yeah. Mine was too big.
Yes, it is a little bit too big, but I'll tell you what, on a day like, if you had to play golf today,
uh-huh,
which I wouldn't, but if you had to, then that Tri-State PGA pullover, that's the way to go.
You say if you had to play golf. Like, what, if you were a professional golfer and had an outing and
had to
make money doing it? Like, if you had to play golf today.
Yeah.
If it was a must.
But I wouldn't.
A must-have if you had to play golf today.
No, if it's under 50 degrees, if I can't wear shorts, I won't play.
That's your rule?
Yeah.
Let's build off of this for a moment then. Have you ever gone out just and said, well, I'm wearing shorts and I've got to wear shorts, and as you've been out there, it's turned from, it was okay to wear shorts when I started, and now it's too damn cold and I can't believe I'm still out here and I'm freezing?
No.
That's never happened to you? No.
No, usually it works the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go out, especially this time of year, or maybe in the fall, where it's cold when you first start out, if you tee off at around 8 or something along those lines, and then it's cold. But then by the time 10 o'clock rolls around, you might be able to take the pullover off because it warms up. But I did end up buying a pair of those, like, kind of all-weather, not all-weather, but winter gloves, like thick gloves.
Okay.
To wear. Like, who was the guy that wore two gloves? I can't remember the guy's name.
You know what? You're right about that. There was a guy who wore two gloves on tour. I can't think of it.
And now I can't think of it. Somebody will probably
text us. No, they will.
I did. In fact, I think I used those earlier this year.
Oh?
I believe I did.
Nice.
I believe I did.
All right. So tell me more about this drive to work today. Are you getting used to it again now?
Yeah.
What's your situation for Monday? See, because Cook and Joe are both in here.
That's what I heard.
So why don't you just come in on Monday?
It depends on what I have to do afterwards.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think that might be an off. I believe that's an off day for the Pirates.
On Monday. I haven't looked at the schedule.
And I don't know. And the Penguins, might be an off day for everybody. You know, the Penguins go back-to-back.
Yes.
At Tatanka, at Buffalo, Saturday and Sunday.
Should be no problem, hopefully.
And, so I might come in.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Okay.
May as well.
Yeah, I think you should. You like it better in here.
It does. It just makes for a better atmosphere.
I know.
Because a few people have asked me about that. And it does, it just makes for better interaction. Wouldn't you? Especially with three of us.
Yeah, especially, too, because you've been locked in your house for a year. So that helps.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. So we'll see how it works. And I think we've done just to kind of pat ourselves on the back and everything.
Tommy Gainey, is that the guy's
yes,
name?
Yes, that's exactly it.
There we are.
I knew it began with a T.
People are saying you're pure baller. You invented the Pittsburgh drip. That's slang
that's
for, like, how you wear stuff. Yeah.
I did not.
It's
never
slang for, like, how you show out, what you got on.
I had never heard that before.
It's my drip. Like, somebody will be like the skinny guy. Well, I'm trying to think, like, who has a signature look? Who Matt, help me out here. Who has, like, a signature look in life, like, fashion-wise? AB, AB had a certain drip to him.
What about Mike Holden? He should.
Yes. No, but you got the quarter zip. You're the
okay,
you
the
got
drip.
The Pittsburgh drip. PGH drip. Yes.
I have never heard that before.
Uh-huh. The suburban dad drip is what Jim's
Bruce
got.
Arians, Kangoo.
Yes, Kangoo. AB called it. How about we had AB out of nowhere that one time? That was incredible. I think about this all. I thought about it the other day when I heard AB. And by the way, there's nothing better than on Instagram when it says AB is going live. And you're like, something crazy could happen. You always hit the button. When we had him that morning and he texted me back. He's like, yeah, call me at 7:30 or whatever, 8:30, whatever time it was. And I'm thinking, like, the whole time on that show, I'm looking at my phone going, the percent's about 4% he's going to pick up his phone. I mean, and then I texted him and he just gave the thumbs up. So we're calling you in 10 minutes, thumbs up. Like, I still can't believe that he actually answered in the morning. And he actually came on and gave incredible content.
He was all over the place.
And then he won a Super Bowl.
I know. That's true.
I know.
He's still unsigned, right?
I think so. You know, he's kind of fallen a little bit in the endorsement game. He's driving. Did you see he's doing for like Tampa Southport Kia or whatever? He's
nice.
Out there. Yes. Oh, which is great.
Well, at least he's getting a car out
no,
of it.
No, he is. He's getting a car out of it. But he was rolling in like a, you know, he had like a Ferrari or whatever.
From Tampa South Kia?
Yeah. Now, no, now he's got the Kia. And he's doing these Kia commercials, which are actually really good. But he's, yeah, he was in that Ferrari remember game the, and that Rolls. Remember when his Rolls was missing?
Yes. He probably just parked it in the wrong spot.
Oh, for sure.
He had stuff going on here where if he's got a commercial, an endorsement, that means he actually had to show up
he did.
Relatively on time in order to do it because that he
remember
got
that
into,
one here one time he showed up?
He got into trouble. He just didn't show up. He had his own show on a different station.
He didn't show
and he never
up.
Showed up.
And then one time he sent a real bad down the liner. I forget who it was. It was someone real bad, like Cresdon Butler or somebody. It was somebody real bad he sent. To do it, and they did it.
Cresdon Butler, by the way, I was told, and I never heard him do it. I tried to get him to do it, and he wouldn't. Apparently, does a spot-on Tomlin.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, like, Tomlin, like, if you were just listening around the corner, you would think it was Mike Tomlin. And he had not just the voice, he had everything, the phrases, the whole bit.
Well, he did a better better Mike Tomlin than defensive back. I'll
I know,
tell you that.
That's true.
He stunk.
That's true, but I always wanted him, and he wouldn't do it. Because, like, let's say if he was, if he was like Ike Taylor, okay,
uh-huh.
And he was established, and he was a legit, didn't have to worry about his job kind of a guy, I think he would have done it more often. But since he was on the verge of getting cut pretty much until he finally did, I think he realized his place in the pecking order wasn't all that secure.
Yeah,
so he wouldn't do it. But
yeah, until you're the guy, you can't really jag the coach off, huh? Too much, or be the you can't be the funny guy.
No,
until
if you're like
the guy.
Ben, or you're like Cam, you can do whatever you want.
Cresdon Butler,
no,
better make some plays before you start making some fun.
Yeah,
yeah, uh-huh. Anyway, yeah, so. Cam Newton got the drip. There we go. That's a guy that's got signature
Cam.
Drip. There we go.
How about AB had those Bowser commercials?
Uh-huh.
Where business is booming?
Yes.
And our updates, we had that as our tagline for like a year.
How about Gary Bowser, who's one of the top five greatest guys in the world? He just is. He's a super good dude. He told me, like, he'd be driving, and he'd be like, whatever. Let's see.
Oh,
he'd call
right,
AB
yes.
out of nowhere. He'd be like, what's up, Mr. Bowser? How you doing, man? You're my favorite.
He did that at the Fan Open one year.
Oh, AB. My man. Oh, I hope he gets it all squared. He's back on Cameo. I see he's doing a lot of cameos.
How much is an AB?
I did not. You know what? It's funny you asked that. I did not. We're doing it, by the way. When Chris comes back in, I think he's in May 3rd. He's back Monday, but on the show, he's working from home. I think he's in studio starting May 3rd. We're signing you up for a Cameo account.
Okay.
When we're all together, we're signing you up for a Cameo account. What if it became a cottage industry so much so that you quit this job? Like if you.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't have
the
my brand. I wouldn't have my brand, wouldn't be out there.
But you've already built your brand so big.
I doubt that.
Yes. This would be good. This would be. We're getting him a cameo. Do you think the cameo with Jim is the way to go?
Oh, that would hit.
There's some real bums that have cameo.
I saw one guy.
Look at some of those $5 ones or whatever.
They're $5?
Yeah, some of them. Some of them are really bad. Like, real down. Like, think of the most obscure Steeler ever. You know, like,
well, we just mentioned Cresdon Butler.
I bet he would sign up for Cameo and people would pay him. You know,
yeah, if he did his Mike Tomlin impression,
it's a lot better than his,
than his
Donnie
Mel
Shell.
Blunt.
All right, we got to get going.
We do.
Yeah, we got a show to do. Jeff Carter, we got to talk about him to start.
Yeah,
let's talk about our impressions of him. Let's talk about the greatest assist in NHL history last night.
Oh, my man.
Yeah, my man, Tags. I will get into that. Mike DeFabo, he joins at 8 o'clock. Hey, we've got an exclusive today, and I mean that. We're not a heavy news show, but we got one. We got one. Casey White, he's a defense attorney. He's representing Aaron Donald. He's spoken to no one about the case. He's going to speak to us first, and then he's going to do the national rounds a little bit later today. But he talks to us at 8:30. Casey White does.
He was joking the other day. What were we talking about with me? And he sent us a text and said he'd represent me for free.
Yes.
And then after he did that two things came up.
Yep, and he's on
him. Actually representing other guys.
But yeah, Aaron Donald's case, we'll talk about it at 8:30. And then we'll figure out a time for Michael McHenry. We think it could be 9:30 today. So we'll get into that. There's lots to get into, and a good morning to you. It is the Fan Morning Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.